Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We go live now on the WCBS Newsline. We have WCBS News or CBS News military analyst and retired Army Major Mike Lyons on the phone. Good evening, Mike.
Hi, good evening. Thanks for having me.
And the first thing, let's get right to it. It's all about Syria. Everyone talking about this. What were your first thoughts when the military action happened last night?
Well, when we come to find out that they used manned aircraft, I thought that was taking maybe an unnecessary risk. They end up attacking inside of Syria from three different directions. And from my perspective, given what they did last time, only used Tomahawks from the sea. Here they came from land and from sea. And I thought, knew right away that this was going to be more of an attack as to what they did last time. And then as the Pentagon explained today, they went after very specific targets, again, just right where their chemical capabilities are to make sure that they don't do the same thing again.
It turns out it doesn't look like they dismantled all of the chemical operations. Do you think another strike is imminent?
I wouldn't say imminent, but there was probably a mixed message from what the president said in his speech and then what Secretary Mattis has been saying, and he seems to think it's one and done at this point. And I wouldn't expect that they would be able to do that even with that one strike for 1 hour. It's going to take multiple strikes if that's what the plan is, if that's what they eventually want to do. They've got pretty significant other capabilities that it right now is too embedded with the civilian world that if they go after, it'll result in high civilian casualties. So they're not going to run that risk at this point.
There's a lot of talk about the Syria situation possibly leading us into a new Cold War. What would you say about that?
I think that's a real possibility. It's all about Russia. But the fact that Russia did not turn on the anti-aircraft defense that they had put in there tells me that the Russians don't want to have a conflict with the United States. They don't want to get into a situation where it's a hot war right away. It could be a shooting war, so to speak. But we're going to have to sit down with all these countries and just, you know, figure out a better plan going forward than what we've seen right now. The international community is not going to tolerate any use of chemical weapons. But in particular, the U.S. and the Russian relationship in this particular situation was really tested to the limit.
And Mike, as far as the chemical weapons exactly being used, there's word that the U.S. did not wait for actual reports, tangible evidence that was actually used.
Well, they used other intrinsic evidence, such as the helicopters and barrel bomb residue and the like, and some medical reports of people having it in their systems. They didn't want to wait until someone was on the ground. In some cases, this kind of chemical dissipates quickly. You wouldn't see any residue of it there. But they kind of used some backward planning and saw that it clearly did happen based on what helicopter and satellite photos showed.
And I'm sure more information is going to come out as the days go on. Thank you so much for the call, CBS News military analyst Mike Lyons.
Thanks for having me.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.